Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, over the last year, many of you will have come to know Ukrainians arriving here seeking refuge and restarts. When they arrived, there were already some Ukrainians here like Yana Byramova, who had made Ireland her home some years ago. A former tech sales worker, she's now operating her own cookie business called The Cookie Spot from her home in Summerhill, Dublin. We visited Yana earlier this week to hear about her story as a Ukrainian in Ireland.
Morning, Yana.
Hello.
Anya, hey, how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you. Anya.
Thank you
nice
for having us in your home.
Thank you, come in.
It's gorgeous, thank you. Down the back here, is it?
Yes.
Lovely. So this is where you do all the baking and decorating.
Kitchen, completely
You can find the smell already.
We call it Cookie Kitchen, that's how my kids call it.
So tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been in Ireland?
10 years as of June this month. I moved in from Amsterdam. I lived there for nearly 7 years, so I'm away from my home country, which is Ukraine, but I think I'm sticking around in Ireland.
What part of Ukraine were you born in, did you grow up in?
I was born in Bucha, and I lived there until I got into university, and then I stayed in Kiev, and then I moved.
And you studied what in Ukraine?
I went to the university. It was called Kyiv National University for Technologies and Design. I actually moved to work for Apple in Cork. I lived in Cork for a year. Great town.
Dublin. Didn't say it's a city and they went to
sorry, Corkonians.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Right,
here.
Yeah, there's a rivalry there. Then I moved to Dublin and also worked for a tech company.
And what kind of work were you doing?
I wanted to work with the languages. So I am great with customer service and people, so I work with sales, primarily with Russia up until what happened. And then my life changed pretty much.
Russian military forces are continuing to pound areas of eastern Ukraine following the invasion that was ordered by President Vladimir Putin in the early hours of this morning.
2 weeks Ukraine before this happened, my Russian grandmother, who is in Bucha, she got quite worried because Putin was sending his soldiers to stand on the border around Ukraine. She was really worried. And we couldn't believe that anything like invasion of the capital will happen. And so we were trying to calm her down. And up until that early morning, no one expected anything. So it just hit us like a train. My sister, who was in Kiev, sent me a few pictures of people hiding in the metro stations, and that's when it hit me that it was real. And at that day, I was on the phone with my Russian colleagues, who are my friends. They had no idea what to tell me. They thought I would be devastated, which I was, but they thought that I would think of them as enemies. It divided Ukrainians and Russians very much. My company was amazing. They gave me all the time I needed, so I threw myself to help Ukrainians as much as I could. Pretty much 6 months of my life was volunteering while also trying to keep my parents away. They were under occupation in Bucha. Bucha was that town where they massacred. So when they could charge the battery from the car generators and give you a call, I would remember crying, saying, "Grandma, please, I know you can't walk that far to the buses where the green channels opened. Please, or Mom, can you put her on a wheel cart or something?" We got them out. A man who was a volunteer in Ukrainian, he's one of the neighbors, he got them out, and later he has been shot. Mm. They got out with my sister to Slovenia, and they stayed there for over a year. Mm. They went back end of May.
What kind of Ukraine did they return to?
A very united, anti-Russian, everybody who, like me, I have to openly say that I've always spoke Russian. I know Ukrainian very well because I studied at school, university, but my primary language with friends and family was Russian. Now, I refuse to speak Russian. The people are so supporting, united. They are on for the victory. They're helping each other with anything they can. If you can adopt, which we are very adaptable of us, then you just keep going forward on.
And was there a gap in the market here? Realised that nobody else is really doing this, like the customizable cookies?
Massive gap. I am turning people away, unfortunately, just because I'm a one-woman show.
And has it been true word of mouth? Is it marketing on Instagram and platforms like that? Like, how have people found you? Is it big corporations or is it small, just customers coming to you?
Yeah, it started word of mouth, of course, but I'm pretty organized. So I set up my website, built it in 7 days. I had to learn code too. So I started the whole business with this little guy, KitchenAid mixer, your standard. It's not even a big one. It's a standard. It was probably 2021, somewhere there. And I did everything in it. And if you needed a lot of cookies, I would do probably 8 or 9 runs, one after another, after another. And then I realized, hey, Jana, invest in some a door roller as well as the good big mixer. And so that's where I got a beautiful industrial 30 liter dough mixer. 9 batches of dough at the same time, probably about 250 cookies. So I set up on June 16th, did all the HSC work, and end of June I had my first order. That was from Facebook. The lady found me. And then it just word of mouth. I had to start Instagram. I had to learn what that was all about. This order is a 50 cookies in pinks and baby pinks for a lady in Cork. This is for a little girl named Ivy for christening. And I'm packaging these cookies and then I'm going to heat seal them so they stay fresh. No air gets to them. They're fresh for 2 weeks. But it's also stages. This has to dry before I decorate the next one. Then gold has to be hand painted, etc., etc. Flowers are separately piped on. The decoration process itself, it can take anywhere from a couple of minutes because I have this amazing printer here. This printer is called Eddie Edible Ink Printer.
Okay.
Put a cookie right under the printing surface area and it prints any image within 10 seconds the most.
So it's hooked up to your computer, you're designing on your screen.
Yes. And so orders like that are obviously can be last minute or corporate for the logos. They're amazing. And they're definitely not 10 minutes decorating, but then you get the quantity. Hey, can I have 1,000 cookies? You have to make the dough. You have to cut it out. You have to bake. Then you have to put the base on. And then it has to dry for a whole day. Then you have to print. Then it had to dry. Then packaging. It takes a long time, I'll tell you. Just had a call from a lady. She has a wedding on Saturday. I'm like, lady, sorry.
No chance.
Yeah. I sent her to someone else. And then there is a door roller that I bought as well. Then I don't have to... You know, I have muscles bigger than my partner.
And then anything unusual, quirky, unexpected?
My most unusual order was for a woman in West Ireland. She says, my husband is having a vasectomy. I'm going to send him some cookies that are a bit, like, fun.
Oh, God,
yeah,
what was the design?
The design was snip, snip, hooray.
What was it?
It was all that, the bon voyage.
Oh my goodness. So this was to help with his recovery at home.
Yeah, I think she was delighted with it.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough.
And that was Jana Byramova. You can check her out at cookiespot.ie. And we have tweeted a pic of Jana and myself before we started into the cookies. We'll be back after these.